This is Colourful.
So from China to India, I'm visiting India. If the Obamas can do it, why can't I? I'm actually here with the Secretary of Indian Association of Tour Operators, Mr. Rajesh Mudgill, who is obviously going to talk to me about the delights of India. Very good morning to you, Rajesh.
Good morning. We are actually working on to the tourism destinations and marketing strategies of India, working out onto their campaigns and things like that. So this association is basically responsible for bringing in almost about 80% tourist arrivals in India are by the members of this association. So this is a very, very important and the prime association of India.
Wow, 80%. I just wonder what the Ministry of Tourism do there for.
No, you see, because what happens is that the Ministry of Tourism is, their role is of catalyst. They are there to promote in totality. But who actually brings in business is the tour operator. So they are negotiating, they are working, they are doing all the programmings and everything. So that is how we come in, because our experience gives them the idea what exactly they should, you know, advertise in the international market. Because we know the destination well. So ministry is there that they are doing their own work. But then as far as planning is concerned, that comes from us, from the people, those who are actually involved in real transaction of the business. So that is why the association becomes very, very important. And then you see this 20% business which is not in the organized fold, they are basically the backpackers or people, those who are not, you know, those who are coming by net and things like that.
Now, recently, India celebrated Diwali. Were there a lot of visitors who wanted to be part of the celebration?
Well, that's... India is... I will not say that it was for Diwali, but then, you know, Diwali comes in at a particular time when the tourism season is at the peak. October, November is the time. And it will go on till, say, till April. So from October till April is the right time to visit India. The weather is excellent. It's a real sunny days. And you can really enjoy your trip to India. Though in summer months we have certain good destinations like Ladakh and other Himalayan areas. But in totality, India is at its peak from October till April. So Diwali comes within that. So there are a lot of tourists as it is. So they really enjoy and indulge into the activities.
Okay, so this is the right time, like you said, to visit India. So where would I go to in India at this particular time?
Well, India is such a big place. It's a continent in itself. I will not be able to tell you that only which particular area, because, you know, you like all your children. So, but for the first time visitor, I would suggest that you should start with North India. And then, you know, we have South India, we have West, we have East, we have Central India. India has everything to offer. We have got the oldest and the youngest mountain ranges. We have almost about 17,000 square kilometers of our coastline. We have the jungles, we have the Royal Bengal Tiger with us, we have the one horned rhinoceros with us, we have the desert with us. So you name a kind of a holiday you're looking at.
And what is the weather like in India around about this time?
Well, the daytime temperature maximum is about 22 to 25, and the night temperature is about 17, 18. In January and February, when we have the maximum cold, then daytime temperature is about 16 to 18, and night temperature is about 6, 7. So, but the best part is that entire winters, it's almost sunny every day, shining bright. So that's the beauty of India. You can relax on the coastal area, on the beaches. We have got Goa, we have got Mangalore, we have got many other destinations. Or even if you are going in for a jungle drive in the morning, it's really sunny and bright, so you can really enjoy.
It seems like India has so many things to offer, and I understand now why the stand that you belong to is called Incredible India, because it really does sound absolutely incredible. Where can our listeners find out more about where to visit in India?
Well, you can always visit on to the website of incredibleindia.com, or you can always visit our www.iato.org. These are certain sites, and then we have a lot of other areas where you can actually get in touch and look for India information. All agents have their own particular websites.
This is Colorful.